these words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 11, Our Lady reminds us to thank the Lord for taking the form of man.
My daughter, thou art filled with astonishment at seeing, by means of new light, the mystery of the humiliation of the divinity in uniting himself with the human nature in the womb of a poor maiden such as I was. I wish, however, my dearest, that thou turn thy attention toward thyself and consider how God humiliated himself and came into my womb, not only for myself alone, but for thee as well. The Lord is infinite in his mercy, and his love has no limit. And thus he attends and esteems and assists every soul who receives him, and he rejoices in it as if he had created it alone, and as if he had been made man for it alone. Therefore, with all the affection of thy soul, thou must, as it were, consider thyself as being thyself in person, bound to render the full measure of thanks of all the world for his coming, and for his coming to redeem all. And if, with a lively faith, thou art convinced and confessest that the same God, who, infinite in his attributes and eternal in his majesty, lowered himself to assume human flesh in my womb, seeks also thee, calls thee, rejoices thee, caresses thee, and thinks of thee alone, as if thou wert his only creature. Think well and reflect to what his admirable condescension obliges thee. Convert this admiration into loving acts of faith and love, for, that he condescends to come to thee, thou owest entirely to the goodness of the King and Savior, since thou thyself couldst never find him nor attain him. Considering merely that which the Lord can give outside of himself, it will appear to thee grand, even when thou perceivest if only by a mere human intelligence and affection. It is certainly true that any gift from such an eminent and supreme king is worthy of all estimation. But when thou beginnest to consider and know by divine light that this gift is God himself, and that he makes thee partaker of his divinity, when thou wilt understand that without thy God and without his coming, all creation would be as nothing and despicable in thy sight, thou wouldest want to enjoy thyself and rest only in the consciousness of possessing such a God, so loving, so amiable, so powerful, sweet, and affluent, who, being such a great and infinite God, humiliates himself to thy lowliness in order to raise thee from the dust and enrich thy poverty, performing toward thee the duties of a shepherd, of a father, a spouse, the most faithful friend. Attend, therefore, my daughter, in the secret of thy heart to all the consequences of these truths. Ponder and confer within thyself about the sweetest love of the great King for thee, how faithful he is in his gifts and caresses, in his favors, in the works confided to thee, in the enlightenment of thy interior, instructing thee by divine science in the infinite greatness of his being, in his admirable works and most hidden mysteries, in universal truth and in nothingness of visible existence. This science is the first beginning and principle, the basis and foundation of the knowledge which I have given thee in order that thou mayest attain to the decorum and magnanimity with which thou art to treat the favors and benefits of this thy Lord and God, thy true blessedness, thy treasure, thy light and thy guide. Look upon him as upon the infinite God, loving yet terrible. Listen, my dearest, to my word, to my teachings and discipline, for therein are contained the peace and enlightenment of thy soul.